With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A few days after former President Trump talked about his economic plan during a visit to North Carolina, Vice President Kamala Harris will be doing the very same thing later today.
Aides and advisors to the vice president say her plans will focus on lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and health care. Stubborn inflation has been a serious political challenge for the Biden-Harris administration, and Harris's emphasis on costs reflects how important consumer prices are to voters. Polls continue to show voters giving Republicans higher marks on the economy than Democrats. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Trump says he's not inclined to end his personal attacks on VP Harris. After all, Mr. Trump says Harris goes after him.
And whether the personal attacks are good, bad, I mean, she certainly attacks me personally. She actually called me weird. He's weird.
Mr. Trump speaking at his latest sit-down with the media.
Former President Donald Trump at his news conference Thursday complained about the gag order he remains under in his New York criminal case. Trump said the judge does not want him to speak about the case, quote, because what I say is so devastating and so horrible for him. Trump, who was convicted in May, has unsuccessfully appealed to lift the gag order. Earlier Thursday, he asked the judge to put off his sentencing until after the November election. At the same news conference, Trump said he'd like former rival Nikki Haley to campaign for him. He also said he feels entitled to insult Vice President Kamala Harris on the campaign trail. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, military authorities in eastern Ukraine are urging civilians to speed up their evacuation of one town because they say the Russian army is quickly closing in. Israeli leaders roundly condemning a settler attack. It killed one Palestinian and torched homes and cars in the West Bank. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 55 points. NASDAQ futures 71 points lower. This is SRN News. Another crackdown on Christians in Iran.
A report from the United Nations indicates that authorities in Tehran are using repression of recent women's rights demonstrations as a cover to go after Christians. Iran has been under international pressure for its abuse of religious minorities, and the UN report indicates that the regime is trying to find ways to persecute believers more secretly. Iran is one of the worst persecutors of Christians on earth, ranked ninth on the latest World Watch list. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Columbia University President Manoush Shafiq has resigned amid criticism of her handling of anti-Semitism on campus. Her announcement comes just days after the school confirmed that three deans had resigned after exchanging disparaging text messages during a campus discussion about Jewish life. Shafiq was among the university leaders called for questioning before Congress earlier this year. And this is SRN News. Virginia's governor has launched a new first-in-the-nation program. It requires multiple state agencies to collaborate to help ex-inmates reenter society and permanently stay out of jail.
In a smaller test of the plan, thousands of returning citizens obtained jobs and health insurance, with a drop in recidivism for the first time in 12 years. Governor Glenn Youngkin says six positive factors help reentry to succeed.
A job, secure housing, health care, partnership, which we might call supervision, we might call mentorship, we might call accountability, we might call relationship, mental health and substance abuse treatment.
Partners include faith communities. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
3 days after escaping while being taken to a hospital, a North Carolina prisoner who was serving life for murder has been recaptured early this morning. More details at SRNnews.com.